You're listening to Agriculture Today, and for this segment, we've invited back in precision agriculture economist with K-State Research and Extension, Terry Griffin. He was here a few days back. You'll recall we mentioned he is now regularly posting updated information on various aspects of precision technology and the economics tied to that technology on the agmanager.info website. And here's his latest entry. Terry poses the question in this article, how long does it typically take before farmers adopt new technologies? This was the theme of an analysis that he has just completed. Terry, why this undertaking? What interested you about this question?
One of the questions that farmers give us quite often is, what technologies should I adopt and when should I adopt those? And that's a really hard question to answer. So what I would try to do with this study and others is tell farmers, well, your peer groups have done it this way. So it's more of a what was the optimal path that your peers have taken to the adoption of technology. That being said, you know, some technology may not be right for your farm. Some may be, and the answer is usually it kind of depends. So what we wanted to do was look at KFMA farms and see when they adopted technology relative to when they could have adopted the technology. And this is referred to as duration analysis, you know, duration being the length of time.
And in fact, in the last couple of years, you used Kansas Farm Management Association's system to collect data on the patterns of adoption, if you will, or the factors that drove producers to take on this technology or that, right?
Yes. So 2015, Kevin Herbel with KFMA, Kansas Farm Management Association, and I were chatting about this very idea of gathering adoption information from KFMA farmer members and then doing some financial analysis to determine, are precision farmers more profitable than their counterparts? Or alternatively, a good question would be, are precision farmers, were they more profitable before they adopted than their counterparts? And we're still working on those studies. As of right now, last month, we had 545 farms who had reported their adoption of the technology, and 399 of those were actively using some technology of some sort, and that's 73%. So what we wanted to do was look at that 73% of the respondents and compare when they adopted versus when they could have. And that's a good question of when could they have adopted? Well, one is if you started farming after the technology was commercialized, it would be the year you started farming, okay? The other cornerstone in that equation is when that technology was commercialized.
And that was a little harder to pin down than you might have thought, you said.
That was a much harder than I initially thought. And I was trying to pin this down about when yield monitors were commercialized, when automated guidance first came onto the market. And I thought I knew it. And I kind of did some Google searches and kind of refined what I thought I knew. Then, you know, I did what anybody in our profession should do, you know, just contact the experts. So I had a list of experts from across the United States working in precision ag, economists, engineers, agronomists. So we put this group together, and they all knew the answer when I asked, well, when were these technologies available commercially? But unfortunately, they all disagreed on when these things happened. So that caused a really good discussion. Long-term listeners may remember Randy Taylor, who was here at K-State. He was very instrumental in putting some of this together. And there was, you know, a couple dozen others from across the United States. And surprising fact was, well, one, everybody who thought they knew the answer disagreed. You know, so none of us really knew. Mm-hmm. And two, it was been on the market much longer than any of us had even anticipated.
Specifically, what technologies were you measuring here? Again, yield monitors being among the first, GPS tied to those monitors mm-hmm. as well. But what else were you chronicling?
So we had 10 technologies that were on our initial list. And these are the ones that we're familiar with. These are GPS guidance, automated guidance, the type of technology that automatically controls the steering of the equipment going through the field. The predecessor to that one was LightBar, you know, the technology where you still manually controlled steering, except you have this GPS set of lights that kind of give you an indication of to go to the left or to the right. Automated section control on planters and sprayers, one of the relatively new technologies. But then we had yield monitors. We separated yield monitors into with and without GPS, and we had variable rate fertilizer and grid soil sampling.
But you lumped these into a couple of general categories here: embodied knowledge technology and information intensive technology. Yes. Distinguish between those, if you would.
So precision ag is divided into two categories. One set of categories makes life easier. Other set of categories, let me say it this way, it empowers the farmer with more data. Okay, it may take more management skill in order to make use of those. So the automated guidance, automated section control. Well, basically, if you have automated in a title, that means you have embodied knowledge. It took a lot of technology to make automated guidance work, but the user needs to understand almost nothing about the technology in order to make use of it. Mm-hmm. Well, yield monitors and variable rate fertility based upon manual algorithms, those take a lot more skill in order to make use of that technology because you're dealing with data. Okay, so the data side, yield monitors, soil sampling, I refer to those as information intensive.
That identified then, what did you discover about the rate of adoption of technology, the duration as you describe it, and the differences between the technologies, if any?
Sure. There were some differences, and is kind of what we expected for the most part. The automated technologies, the embodied knowledge technologies, were adopted sooner than information intensive, kind of for obvious reasons. We've seen some of the adoption graphs where yield monitors are, you know, maybe less than half of Kansas farmers are using yield monitors, even though they've been on the market for, you know, decades. And whereas automated guidance, we're looking at about 80% of farms using that technology, even though it's only been available since roughly 2000. So it has a much faster adoption rate. We knew this, but what we didn't know was that the duration analysis for lap bars wasn't as quick as it was for other embodied knowledge technologies. And it made us kind of question, is a lap bar truly embodied knowledge? Because true, there's a lot of technology that went into making this thing work, and the user doesn't really have to understand it, but the user still has to do the same thing the user has always done, is steer the tractor. They have a visual reference, which is essentially a replacement for row markers or some other visual marker in the field. Well, we were questioning, should it be considered embodied knowledge? Because it didn't act like one with the duration analysis.
That said, did this shed more light on farmer tendencies as far as becoming comfortable with technology and therefore being more inclined to adopt further technology as it's rolled out?
It sure does. So one of the things we're trying to tease out is, well, for instance, automated section control is automated technology, it's embodied knowledge, but it became available more recently than the other technologies on this list. It has become adopted very quickly, partly because it's a technology that makes life much better, saves money from not double applying seed, chemicals. It's a win-win. It's one of those technologies that has a very quick payback to farms. The other thing that we're trying to tease out about that is, well, today in 2017, we have a different set of farmers than we did in 1997.
So much of this is inherent to them.
It could be inherent to the producers themselves, you know, the people who grew up with smartphones and the internet and just from popular culture, you know, they've a different set of people.
So, as an economist, what does all this suggest to you as you interact with producers and talk with them about investing in technology or considering the returns to that investment?
Sure. So my general recommendation always when it comes to technology is if you do not see benefits outweighing the cost, then it's probably best to wait. But if you do see the benefits outweighing the cost, then let's consider adoption. And in particular, the thing to consider here is, well, let's speak to the agricultural industry, not necessarily to the farmers. The agricultural industry has done great strides of making the data side, the information-intensive side of precision ag, much more automated. You know, cloud computing is an example. So yield monitor data, instead of us looking at a field, one field at a time, and processing in the cloud, is making it more automated. Now, to address farmers in the audience, that type of technology, when we can make information-intensive technology, the data stuff, more automated, then we're going to start seeing a lot more adoption in that arena.
And it's a good read, producers. You should take a look at it on the agmanager.info website. Terry has just posted this. Again, the analysis of the duration of time as producers would adopt new technologies depending on the technology. And it does lend a bit of a different perspective, Terry, on the question.
A little bit different. And if you've got some good stories out there, I'd like to hear them about when you started using technology and why. Send me an email at twgriffin@ksu.edu or give me a call, and we'll like to hear about those.
Excellent. And again, his contact information is at agmanager.info likewise. Always a pleasure, Terry.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you for coming over. Terry Griffin is a precision agriculture economist with K-State Research and Extension. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is the K-State Radio Network and Agriculture Today.